Shir Lamed Aleph in Gittin, Yudal Kislev Hey Toshlama Test, December 14, 1978,
and Thursday. Now, the Rabbi Rabbanon in regard to the Isvino, that is not Gisheshes, and if Zroyim grow in that Svino, in the Orpah of that Svino, so according to Rabbanon, it's highly polysomized. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not high. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what is the Svino? The Svino is like a big otitz. What difference does it make? Whether you take a small pot and you fill it up with sand, or you have a very big pot and you fill it up with sand, and you put sand in it. So that means that according to Rabbanon, if you put a pot, not a snorkel, a perforated pot with sand, with soil, on top of Yisaydes, it doesn't stand, Agabi Yisaydes means, it doesn't stand Agabi Karake. If the otit snorkel stands Agabi Karake, you take a pot, a perforated pot, and you put it Agabi Karake, then it's considered like a tree that grows, like something, then it's certainly chayiv to the maizes. But if you put it Agabi Yisaydes, not on Gabi Karake. So the question is it considered like soil that are growing in the Karaka Verity soil or not? So according to the Rabbonon, who say that it's high in terms of my Israelis, the soil that grow in the soil that are on the ground of the Svino. So what is the Svino and what it's? But, and it's not the Sheshes, so it doesn't stand on the Karaka. So mainly it's like standing on Gabi Yisaydes. Still we consider it as if it had been growing in the Karaka. So mainly by Otsinok Vamunah Gabi Yisaydes also. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Gisheshes. So it's not considered like Zroim that grow in the Karaka about Israel. Why? Because it doesn't touch. It doesn't stand on the Karaka. So Otsinok Vamunah Gabi Yisaydes doesn't stand on Gabi Karaka either. But we have to come to Rabbanon. The Rabbonon avirei kiman de malche dom. So according to Rabbonon, who say that it's chayim that the zroim that grow in the svino are considered like zroim that grow on the karke. So the fact that the avir intervenes, it doesn't matter. So here too, even though it stands on the seides and the avir intervenes between the karke and elom of Eretz Yisrael and the pot, so it's still high. It's considered as if it grew in the Karka marriage. So Rabbi Yehuda loy mechayev b'maisa medraise adi mancha arei. So Rashi emphasizes b'maisa medraise because with Rabbonon the halacha is that even a nozi chain in Noku is chayev in trumes amaisis. Is chayev in trumes amaisis. No. So the Gemara says, no. Omar Rove dil meloy. It doesn't necessarily follow. Either way, Dilmelo Yad Kamli Koma Reb Yude Osom. Reb Yude only says that it's not considered like Sroyim that are Gdeilim Bikarka because Elopis will not because the Avir intervenes, but because over there it's not stationary, it's not the same place. So maybe it's not considered like Sroyim HaGdeilim Bikarka. Because there it's mobile, it's fleeting, it doesn't stand in one place. So mainly you cannot consider the zroim that grow in the svino, which only passes through the waters in the karka of Eretz Yisrael, as if it had been growing in the karka of Eretz Yisrael. But where you have noticed that you place and you say there's two, it's not in contact with the karka of Eretz Yisrael. But it stands in one place, so it's considered as if it had been standing on the Karaka of Eretz Yisrael, in spite of the fact that the Avir intervenes. Avlotzi sheni mivreyach lohi. So even Rabbi Yehuda will be made that the notzitz nokil, that the notzitz nokil famunach al gabi yiseides is considered like zroim, like a notzitz nokil that is munach al gabi karke. That is munach al gabi karke. Rotzi sheni osu mivreyach. So it's chayim tchum ezo maizres. Iname, and then the Gemara says, at koveses, at kam likom le rabon hosom. Elo bisvino de le mapsi kapire. די מאיי קארס מיכט דעם יא. וואס איז די מאפסיקה ביר אלוי? וואס איז די מאפסיקה ביר אלוי? So, the Rabbi says that you can say that even the Rabbonim who say by Svino, that it's Chayim Tumas Ma'aseh, because by Svino there is no other intervening. So that's why it's Chayim in Tumas Ma'aseh. So Mele, even though the Rabbonim hold, even though it's fleeting and mobile, but still, since there is no avir that is intervenes. What intervenes? The mayim. So the mayim is considered like an upper layer of the karka, like an elevation of the karka. So that means when the svino is in contact with the mayim, and the mayim hover upon the karka, upon the karka of Israel, so it's considered like an extension, an elevation of the karka. So mele it's considered like a notice moku that keeps on moving. Suppose you'll have a moving notice moku on the karka of Israel. So then the bechayev, even though it's not stationary. So the rabbon say, since there is no avia that intervenes, only the mayim, and the mayim is considered like an elevation of the surface of the car. So the only thing that you have here is that it moves, it doesn't stand in one place. So it's like a moving otisnokov. And otisnokov, let's say like a car that has the ground of the car has offer, and then you plant zroim in that offer that is placed on the ground of the car, and it keeps on moving on the car. It keeps on moving on the car. And let's say, suppose, of course, you a car, so the ground of the car does not touch the car either, because there are the wheels. But suppose its mamish is in contact with the car, and it keeps on moving. So then it is considered, so then it's chayim tumas ma'aseh. So here too, avolot is the mafsik avir, but there's no problem that we say this. So the avir is mafsik, it's not considered like an otzit that stands on the card of the Eretz Yisrael. Alright, now, let's see the Rashi. No, there is very little. Hasui levrech l'mishmalchus kol sho, le mafsik avir, bein svin l'oretz, eishu ma'avi, u'mayri ke'ares michtetam. Now, we'll go with the other tasters, we'll go over the other tasters on Sunday. But just this little tasters, because that's very important. Now, so the Gemara Rove is matre. The analogy that is made by Rav Zeira between Osnok Ramun al Gavi Seides and Tzvi. So is matre either way. So he says that even Rabbi Yehuda can agree that it's not kufa munach al-gabi yiseides. So it's chayim tumas ma'aseh, but svino is gorua because it's mobile, and then he's matre that even the rabbonon, the other way, that even the rabbonon who say by svino that it's chayim, but by what is not kufa munach al-gabi yiseides, they might be made that it's potter because the arid mouth. Now, so he's matre either way. But which one is Alemin Emes? So one is Midrash Chiyeh and one is Alemin Emes. So Teisa says, when Rabbi says, Ad kan likom a Rabbi Yehuda Hosom, Elo b'svina asuyo libreach, avol otsu shenos lo libreach loy. So even Rabbi Yehuda is made that it's higher, that it is his higher in Tumis Ma'itzches, certainly Rabbonon, that's Alemin Emes. And the other is Derech Chiyeh. So what's the raya? That this memory of Rabbi, that everybody agrees by what it's not called, from Munach HaGavi Seides, it's chayim tumas ma'aseh. Even Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, that even though there is avir that is mafsik, so it's still considered as if the what it's not called had been standing on the karka of Eretz Yisrael. On the karka of Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda is only chilek in regard to a case where the otisnokov is not in one place. What's the right? K2S, the otiskimchu. The fair layach amrinon, in case we improve the אלו אבות ישנוקו, ומייקלו דימנכה השיחה, ומייקלו דימנכה השיחה. So the more in Ashoreach says, now the Aloch is, in case in Puzbo, El Akak. In case in Puzbo, El Akak. What is Puzbo? Puzbo means, because Midr I say, if somebody lends money to another, so Shmira comes, it cancels the debt. But here was Misakin, that one should execute the declaration, that Kol Chiv Sheyesh Leitzel Plenish, and Venu Kol Man Sheyarze. So that prevents the cancellation of the debt by Shmi, if he executes such a declaration. Now, so the halacha is that a declaration, that a puzbul, that the declaration of puzbul is effective only if the leve owns kark. But suppose the leve doesn't own any kark, he doesn't own any real estate, not even a mashu, piece of kark. He only owns the talmud. So since there is no real estate upon which the Malve can place his reliance, because real estate is something that is a better source of collection, because metallic you can take away, you can move away, but real estate you can't hide. So in other words, so a Malve usually places more confidence in the real estate owned by the debtor than in the personal property, in the metallic owned by the debtor. So anyway, that's where that was happening. That a puzbul is only effective in case of puzbul alakarki. That a puzbul is only effective if the leve owns real estate. So, but if he doesn't own karake, then puzbul is not effective, even if he is a millionaire, the leve, and he has a lot of personal property of mitalta. So the Gemara says, suppose the leve does not have any trees, he does not have any buildings, but he has such snokos. So then a puzbul can be executed. In case in puzbul what is snokov, who make a lady man chasiche. So even if the what is snokov is not mutlal karake, even if the snokov is just mutlal nisaydes, the leve is such snokov, so puzbul is already effective. So we see that otisnokov amunachot avisaydes is just as much of mechuber as an otisnokov that is munachot avikarak. So memele, there's the raya, that this memory of dil meloi yad kamer kamer abidos of esina asu yil ebreach, avol osu shin yil ebreach, loi, so everybody is made it. That an otisnokov amunachot is chayim tumis amayisres, it's like zroim wa agdeim vikarke. Like an otisnokov amunachot avikarke, it's like zroim that grow in an otisnokov that is munachot avikarke, that's all there is. Alright, that's one right. Vod ikom aroch, yad kamer kamer abon alo disvine. Mashmah, what is the kula over, the habit of Kuba, that's only there are three. The Huya Baum. Vyod Yom Abishab, the Ferika de Tiaim. Hai papi, said the Mamchare. Vyamcha Sirche, Hai Mishutelech. Hai Nemid Rabon. Kili Piresh. Hosho Bikundres. Papi, said means an Otis Nok. Now Shabbos, if somebody is Telech Minam Kuba, so is Hai. If someone is Telech. Minam Kuba Vishayek, is Hai Vechatos. So if someone, let's say, would be Teili Zroim that grow in Otis Noko, that is Munachal Kabikarke, would be Chayil Chatos. So the Gemara says, Abaye says, Hai Papi Ser Otis Noko, that was originally standing on the Karke or Eilo, and then he picked it up from the Karke, and he put it on Kabi Seides. So Chayil Mishim Teili, because while it was Munachal Kabikarke, it was considered Nukhubat to the Karke. The moment he picks it up and he puts it on his Eides, so he thereby, in effect, is Teilish, the Zroim, that heretofore have been Mechubah to the Karki. So the Mele is Chaimish Teilish. So we see that what's not Kufamun al Gabisiris is not Mechubah. But Teitze says that when Rove says, Ad kamer kamer Rabbi Yudah Hosom, Rabbi Svina Asui Lebreach, Avot Shishin Lebreach, Loi, so everybody admits, Rabbi Yudah, even Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, recall Shmi, that is Chayim Tumis Amayisra, so it's considered like Zroim, that grow in an Otis Noku, that is Munah Hoga Bikarake. So why should he be Chayim Mishim Teilish? What did he do? Before it was Mechubah, now he picked it up and put it on his head, it's still Mechubah. still mechuber. He's still mechuber. So mimele, so he wasn't teileish. So he shouldn't be chayiv chatos. So Tosfos says that when Abaye says chayiv, that's only the rabbanon maximus. So sometimes we find it in Gemara. When Gemara says chayiv, it doesn't mean chatos, but it means makas ma'avos. Rashi also says the same thing. Rashi also says. Now, so in other words, so we see that Tosfos passes la halacha that the notice no kufa munach al gabi, we say this. So it's considered like a notice no kufa munach al gabi karaki. Bein le gabi tumis ma isres, bein le gabi shabbos. Bein gabi shabbos. So in other words, it's chayim tumis ma'itzres. If zroim grow in the notis noku famunach gabi seides in the artis royal. So it's chayim tumis ma'itzres. And le gabi shabbos it's also a notis noku famunach gabi seides. And notis noku is considered like a notis noku famunach gabi karake. So the mele le gabi shabbos, if originally notis noku was munach gabi karake mamesh, and then he put it al gabi seides, so it's not chayim mishum teilesh mitayis, because it's still mechugah to the karake. This is how it is. Now, my father has a bato, it was published years ago, after the tear of my father's time. So, and that Indian. Now, the Shittas HaRambam in Perik Ches Milchei Shabbos happens to be, I'm not going over the whole thing, but I'll leave a copy, you make Xerx copies of it. So, but I just want to mention the main yisod in regard to our Gemara. Now, the Rambam, now, so Tosfos says the Kashe. So the Raya is, so Tosfos says the Kashe. From Haipa Pisa di Mamcha Are, the Amcha Asiche, Chayev Mishutelech. So, since the Notis Noko, Hamunach HaGabi Yisaydes. Hamunach HaGabi Yisaydes. So, is Chayev, is considered like Munach HaGabi Karke. So then, if he takes a Notis Noko, if he picks up a Notis Noko from the Karke, and he puts it on HaGabi Yisaydes, he doesn't do anything. Because before it was Mechuber, and now it's all for Mechuber. So what does he do? So Tosfos says, Hei Lechanam, Min Reis, he doesn't do anything. It's only the Rabbah. But the Rambam is really kam Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam passes in Perek Ches Milchei Shabbos that if somebody picks up a Notis Noko that was originally Munach HaGabi Karake and then he puts it on Gabi Yisaydes, he's Chayev Chatos. So in other words, so the Rambam passes that Notis Noko Munach HaGabi Yisaydes does not have a din of Mechuber Midraise, but it has a din of Tosh Midraise. So then we would expect the Rambam to say Ligabi Tumas Umaisres that if Zroim in Eretz Yisrael grow in Peiris, in Eretz Yisrael grow in Eretz Yisrael from Munach HaGabi Yisaydes, they should not be chayev in Tumas Umaisres Midraise or Midravon like in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam Peiris Milches Bikurin he passes like Tosfos. I mean, just as Tosfos says, Kachi Uemes, the Otzitzkim Chuba, Ligabi Tumas Umaisres. So Ligabi Bikurin in Perek Veis, Milchas Bikurin, the Rambam says that it is not Kuf Bichurven, that's Bichurven means like how you say this. In other words, if a certain building collapsed, and then you have, you say this, so the Yisaydes are on the ground, and then Zroim, and there is Ophor, and the Zroim go on it. So that's what's not good. Hamunach al Gabi Yisaydes, so it's Chayiv Bikurim Midraise. The Peiros that go in the Notzis Nokuf, that is Mutar in the Churve, Hagodol Bechurve, so that's Yisaydes. So it's Chayiv Bikurim Midraise. So the Mele, the Rambam should say, that if someone picks up a Notis Noko that is Munach HaGabi Karake and puts it on Gabi Yisaydes, he shouldn't be Chayev Chatos Midraise. Because even when it's on Yisaydes, it's still Mechuber to the Karake. But the Rambam passes that Chayev Chatos Midraise. Yeah. It's Perek Ches Mechei Shabbos Halacha Dalet. Gakshushi Shalofa. Sha'olu Ba'asot. V'igbiyo Ma'oretz. It was Munach originally Al Gabi Oretz. So he picked it up. V'nichol Gabi Yisaydes Chayav Mishatevich. Hoysal Gabi Yisaydes V'nichol Gabi Oretz Chayav Mishatevich. In either case. And the Rambam says Chayev, he doesn't mean Machiz Mardu, because the Rambam made his own glory. He mentions at the beginning of the Shabbos, Chayev means Chayev. And when it's Machiz Mardu, he uses the Roshon Poter. Here he says Chayev. So in other words, in two cases, so he mentions this Aloche. In two situations, that Al Gabi Yisaydes, it's Tolush. When is it Mechubea, only Al Gabi Karak. So the Melech, if it's Tolush, when it's Mechal Gabi Yisaydes, so the melee should have been like an otzishemi nokov. So zroim hagdelim in a notzi tzamunach al gabi yisaydes should be potam bikurim midraise. And Rambam perveis luchas bikurim pastens that it's high. So there is a long piece and a very fundamental piece of Torah. Now, so he mentions, my father mentions here. I don't want to go into it because that will take away all the time. So he mentions that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. It's not only a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet, it's a machlekes between the Rambam on one hand, and the Raivet and Rashi in Teisves, and the Raivet is Rashi in Teisves in Chum Dar Kuf Chofches, and the Rambam and the Raivet is in Perik Beis of Tumas Ochlin, Haloche Tes. So now there is a Haloche Likabei Tume. That Peiris Samchuborim are not Mikabutum. Not Mikabutum. Only Peiris Atushi. Only Peiris Atushi. So, Mele, if, let's say, suppose you have an Otisnoko Famunach al Gabikarke, and you have Peiris growing in that Otisnoko, and the Sheretz will come in contact with those Peiris, let's say it was already moist in the Peiris. So it was already Mukshal Kabustum, and then a Sheretz will come in contact with those Peres that grow in the Otsisnoko Famunach al Gabikarke, so the Peres will not become Tomei. The Peres will not become Tomei because it's Mechuber. Suppose the Peres will grow in the Otsisnoko, in the Otsisheninoko, so then it will be Mikabutum. So there is not Mamish in connection with Otisnokuf Hamunach al Gabi Yisaydes, but it's in Machlekes is in connection with an Otisnokuf that is not Hamunach al Gabi Yisaydes, but the Zroim go out. The Zroim go out. So that's like Otisnokuf Hamunach al Gabi Yisaydes. So there is a Machlekes whether it's Mikabel Tumeh or it's not Mikabel Tumeh. Anyway, so it follows, even though the Rambam doesn't say it, explicitly in regard to Tzlok Vamunach al Gabi Yisaydes, but it follows that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet in connection with the Tzloku Hamunach al Gabi Yisaydes, whether those peres that grow in that Tzloku are mikabel tume or not. So according to the Raivet and according to Rashi and according to Teisves, so those peres that grow in the Tzloku Hamunach al Gabi Yisaydes, it is not good. Hamunach al Gabi Yisaydes. So it's not Mikabutume. According to the Rambam, it is Mikabutume. So we have to know. But what's the reason? So my father says a very simple thing. In other words, Ligabi Tumis Maisres. So the important question is not whether it's Mechuba Likarakam. Ligabi Tumis Maisres. There is no halacha that Peiris that are Tolush while they grow is part of Tumis Maisres. Peiris agdelim be'al Yisroel achayim tumis ha'maisres. Peiris agdelim b'chutz lo'oretz anat chayim tumis ha'maisres. What does it mean? Peiris chud Eretz Yisroel. Peiris Eretz Yisroel means that in the course of the gidul of the peiris, so they drew yinike from karka Eretz Yisroel. That's Peiris Eretz Yisroel. If they drew yinike from the ofa chutz lo'oretz that was placed in Eretz Yisroel, so then they didn't draw Yenike from the Karka Eretz Yisroel, so it's not Peres Eretz Yisroel. So it's Peres Chutz Loretz. In other words, you import a notice in a pot with soil. You import it from Chutz Loretz into Eretz Yisroel. So if the Zroim that grow while that part is in Eretz Yisrael, so get the Yenike from the Karakal Eilom of Eretz Yisrael, then it's Eretz Yisrael. But if they get your Yenike exclusively from the soil that you brought over from Chutz Loretz, so it's not Peres Eretz Yisrael, so it's Peres Chutz Loretz. So there, the question is whether it's Mechuba to the Karak Eretz Yisrael or not, is irrelevant. It's not important. The important question is whether it draws Yenike, whether it draws Yenike from the Karak Eretz Yisrael or not. So in the Shittes Rambam is as follows. That, Otisnoku Famud HaGavi, you say this, has the same thing, has the same din like you know it's nokuf hamunah al gabi karke vis-a-vis tumis umaisis. Because vis-a-vis tumis umaisis and the koin, the important question is as to whether it draws the yinike. It draws the yinike, it's yinike from the karke out of Israel. So we say, even though avir is mafsik, but it's still, the avir does not preclude the yinike from the karke b'ni. So let's say, You'll put, let's say, this table, you'll put outside on the carpet. And then you'll put the otis, no cup on the table. So the avil is mafsik. So that does not preclude yinike from the carpet of the knee. So we may lay it high in terms of my sense. That's the reason is, so the Rambam agrees with this. That when Chove says, Bil meloi yad, kam me komer abiyud hoso, elo disvina asuya livreyach, avo lo to shein shehoso livreyach, loi, even though the other is mafsik, that doesn't preclude Yenike from the Karka Beniv. So, since it doesn't preclude Yenike from the Karka Beniv, so it's considered the Peres that grow in debt or to stop of Amunah Kabisinis, are considered Peres around Yisrael. Mashinkin likabi tumek, and likabi Shabbos, daily doesn't depend upon the question as to whether it draws Yenike from the Karak or not, whether it's Mechuba or Tolush. What's the aloche? What's the aloche of what's the aloche of Shabbos? Atele Yishminam Chuba is Chayim, Ichachos. And what's the aloche Gabi Tume? The aloche Gabi Tume is that Mechuba is not applicable to me. So the mele, the gabi tume, if a notisnokuf will be munach al gabi seides, and penis will grow in that notisnokuf, then it will come in contact with the sheretz. So it will not be mikabel. It will not be mikabel tume because since avira is mafsik, so it's not considered to be mechuba lekarake, in spite of the fact that it was unique from the karke. Teis v'shite is that once it draws yinike from the karke, so the mele is mechuba also. But the Rambam v'shite is not like that. So avir ekom apsik is mafkia b'shem mechuba avir ekom apsik. But avir ekom apsik does not preclude yinike. Mele, likavi shabes, the Rambam paskin sabayis din, hai papise di mancha are, v'amcha asiche, chai mishem tilish. Because while the Otis Nokuf was Munach al Gabi Karke, so not only the Peres, the Zroim, were drawing Yenike from the Karke, Hoilom, they were Mechuba to the Karke Elom too. But the moment he picks it up, and he puts it on what we say is, so that did not terminate the Yenike, but he terminated the attachment to the Karke, the fact that the Avila is Mapsik, terminated the attachment to the karke, so it cannot be considered attached to the karke. Because the avir is mafsik, how can you call it mechuba? When a tree is planted, is rooted in the land, so it's attached. When a tisnokuf stands on the karke and draws the yinike, it's also considered attached. Because masheinke, when you pick up the tisnokuf and you put it on gabi seides, and the avir is mafsik, so it's not considered attached. Yes. One second. All right, now. So, but then the question is, but Jesus mentions another item from in case of Pruzbo, it's not good. And over there, it doesn't depend upon the capacity of drawing yedike from the karka, but it depends upon the fact that it's mechuba. Because the halacha is only the leibe owns real estate, karka. Now, anything that is mechuba the karka is also considered real estate. So still we say that if the leibe owns a notis nokuf that is mune halgavi seides, so the malve can execute a puzzle. But if it's not, if it's mune halgavi seides, it's not attached to the car. It just draws in ike. So we have to say that in respect, that since the whole thing of puzzle is only with the rabbonon, so the mele, mit der Rabbonon, it's considered mechuber also. Even though the Aver is mafsik. Mit der Reise, so we say, when the Aver is mafsik, it's not considered mechuber. Fine. That we have to say according to the Rabbonon. Now the Gemara says here, Dilma, Rabbe, Dilma loy, Ad kamu kamar abhiyu de hosom, elu bisvinu asu yu libreach, avrotu chinyu yosu libreach lo, oi, iname, Ad kamu kamar abhiyu abonu hosom, that it's chayev utrumiz me maizres, elu bisvinu odu limafsik adbire, di maik ares michte damye. So that's why it's chayev. Now the question is, so Bishlam according to Teisves, so we can understand the Gemara. Because according to Teisves, so just drawing the Yenike from the Karka Eretz Yisrael is not enough. In order to be considered Peiris Eretz Yisrael, it must be Mechuba. Then in the course of the Gidul, it must be attached to the land. But if he draws the Yenike from the land, but it's not attached, it's not Peiris Eretz Yisrael. Only when it's mechuber, then it's considered Peiris Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Rambam, it can become Peiris Eretz Yisrael even without being mechuber. So according to Teisves, we understand. So because Mayim is Garis Michtadamye, so it's more attached to the land. Since it's Garis Michtadamye, it's like an extension of the surface of the land, of the Karkavim. But Otzit, Avalot is the mafsik avire, so it's not attached. But according to the Rambam, the way my father explained it to the Rambam, so attachment to the land is not an important factor in Ligabi Tumas Maisres. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? So we have to say, according to the Rambam, Ad kan lekam rabbono, som el bisvine, vli mafsik avire, di maye, ki aves mich de dami. So mele, there is more unique, because unique is not something that is a constant. There are all kinds of degrees in unique. So naturally, when something stands on the land, when not it's noku, stands on the land, so then it draws more unique from the land than when it stands on the sea. In the day, there are degrees of unique. And as a matter of fact, can you want or this noko that is munachal gabikarke? So it certainly is mechuba and everything. But can anyone say that it's the same degree of unique in an otis noko that is munachal gabikarke than in a tree? After all, when a tree is, the tree is rooted in the land. So it the whole unique is exclusively from the karka alone. But an otisnoku that is mulechal gabikarke, it certainly draws yinike from the soil, the patu. But it also draws yinike from the soil of the karkai. But there are degrees of yinike. Yinike is not a constant. There are all kinds of degrees in yinike. So the Gemara, the pshat, according to the Ram, the pshat is as follows: Ah, kami kamer abon osom el bisvin edoi mafsi kabir di mayikar esmich betani. So there is a greater degree of unique by Svino, where the Aver is not mafsik, when the thing that is mafsik is only the Mayim. Mashein Kein, in other words, because Mayim is a better medium of unique than Aver. Avolot, it's the mafsik Avir, and Aver is not such a good medium of unique as water. So the yinike is not There isn't so much in Ike, in the Nazi Tamnahaka, we say this, as there is in Esrino. So Mimele sees there isn't so much in Ike, so it's not considered the result of soil. In other words, it's a question of degree. This is how we have to explain it according to God. Alright, now, let's proceed a little more. Ravnachem by Yitzhak Omar. Binahalis de Artisroel, the crown of the Pliege. Now, in other words, the two prices that seem to be chaotic with each other do not have reference to a Svino that travels on the rivers of Artisroel, but the two prices have reference to a Svino that travels on the seas, on the Mediterranean Sea. On the Mediterranean Sea. So here, when the Mishnah says Yamagodo, now that's important for Mikoyes, I mentioned it. Here, when the Gemara says Yamagodo, it means reference to Mediterranean Sea, even though this is not the biggest sea. The Atlantic is much bigger, because Machmash Shiva's Eretz Yisrael. But when the Mishnah in Mikoyes or the Mishnah in Po says Yamagodo, there it has reference to the Okeanos, to the Atlantic Pacific. Alright. Look, Elo keep ligab Yamagod in the Tanya. Is aware that we are all chutz loret. Kol sheshifei aviyeret mitoriam nimu lifni me'at Yisrael. Mitoriam nimu lechutz chutz loret. I forgot to take along with me a pamphlet of a lecture I delivered over 5 years ago in Mason Rav Kuk about the shtokim of Medinas Yisrael. So I mean it's very relevant in regard to this union, in regard, especially in regard to Kiddush Yochid. They say, however it's on this. Yizeu ha'aretz v'yizeu chutz lo'ach. Kol sheshifei aviyei rei mitori amu lifni me'at Yisrael. Mitori amu l'chutz chutz lo'aretz. So let's see the Rashi. Ha'machem ba'yim tzrok o'ma ha'lach ma'zlai tzidam 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 Die Teile, die geht leu mich um ihn, die kem akarake. Hu kem aise ob es schmiss. Hilkach, leu ich den Norm, ich den Jabosche. Zim er aufhängt, der Post, der ist es kasche. Was ne scheich es? So, der ist es es. Basche in kem is wino, because die karaka she tachtel, is not the basse. So we explained it. So we explained, in other words, that according to Rabbi Yude, that if it's not gesheches, so it's not chayel, it's humis um aisres, so mainly it's not considered as a mokim kubua on the Eretz Yisrael. So the main lily gabe, for the Echtu for the Nechtam, it requires me for the Echtu for the Nechtam. And according to Rabbonon, that it's high to the Maizre, so the main lily the Svino is considered as a mokim kubua on the Eretz Yisrael. That is according to Rav Yirmir, or Rabbi, but according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, so in regard to Fonechta and Fonechta, it doesn't make any difference what the din is, Ligabe, Tumis of Isis. Ligabe, because whether it's a Mokim Kogua or not a Mokim Kogua, a Mokim of Eretz Yisrael, if it's not a Mokim Kogua, is not subject to the requirement of Fonechta and Fonechta. But the Machleket between the two prices is in regard to a Svino that travels on the Mediterranean Sea. All right. Keep the Gibby Yagod, she would come out of Israel to Israel, who plead it annoy ye. Now plead it annoy ye. Equal man do man now it so. Keep the Gibby Yagod, with Tiny Zoe, as a hostel, because she may have here to run with me, out of Israel, with to run with hoots, hoots lovers. Hanas and Shabiam Remis, it will put me to a Halayan. We two yam at Nachmitz Rai, Nahut with me, out of Israel, Nahut to the hoots, hoots lovers. Chutz Loretz, Rav Yudei Meir, Kol Shkinegel Yad Yisrael, Arayu Kearz Yisrael, Shenemahu Gulyam, Voi Yilochem Ayam Agodru, Vol Zei Yilochem Gulyam. Vanas Nishab Yizlodin, Zei Nison, Kilochut Motivach Aleyem, Mipkap Bakaler Yevad Yevad Yamu Kionus, Minach Mitzrayim Ad Yamu Kionus, Minachut Lichni Meirz Yisrael, Minachut Luchutz, Chutz Loretz. Now, so let's see the Rashi. Uplikit Anoyi, Kilmando, Mas Vasayam, V'yam kuf v'yla v'yaretz Yisrael. So according to the Rabbanon, the Mediterranean itself, the bulk of the Mediterranean Sea is not part of Eretz Yisrael, except at the beginning, at the shore, certain strips that are included. Let's say, if this table represents Eretz Yisrael, this is Mizrah, this is Mairet, this is Dorim, this is Sofet. So the Yamagodl is here. So the Yamagodo is here, so the Yamagodo is not straight, so sometimes it enters, there is Yaboshe that goes inside here. So the Mele, we draw a line, so according to the Rabbanon, the gruel, the western gruel, is the Mediterranean Sea. But since, so if the Mediterranean shore had followed a straight line, alright, but it doesn't follow a straight line, so it goes in, it is Nichnas, so then we draw a line from Tureamne, this is at the corner of Marovis Sveinis, and Nachum Mitzrayim is at the corner, the Mikzea of Marovis Dreimis. Now again, there is a Machlekes that has to do with the Shtochim of Eretz Yisrael. There is a Machlekes between Rav Sadia Goyen and Rashi. What is Nachum Mitzrayim? According to Rashi, Nachum Mitzrayim is the Nile River. According to Rav Sadia Goyen, so Nachum Mitzrayim is out there rich. Now, that means, according to Rashi, so the Sinai Peninsula is part of the Oretz Shekopshu and Mitzrayim. It's not part of the Oretz that Kopshu and Boren, but it's part of the Oretz that was Little Avraham Avinu and Kopshu and Mitzrayim, the Sinai Peninsula, because it's before the Nile River. But according, I don't have a map with me, but according to Rav Sadia Goyen, that Nachal Mitzrayim is not the Nile River. Nachal Mitzrayim is Al-Darish. Now, if you look at the map, so you'll see that Al-Darish is before the Nile, is before the Sinai Peninsula. So, in other words, whether Sinai Peninsula is part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael, that Kopshu and Mitzrayim or not, is telling the Machlekes between Rav Sadia Goyen and Rashi. All right, that's one of them. So he says, Rashi says as follows. Yikel mandoma svasa yamu gvul. V'yam gupe la Eretz Yisrael. V'yikel mandoma yam gupe me Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean? Not that according to Rabbi Yehuda. So all of the Mediterranean Sea is Eretz Yisrael. But only that part, now here's the Mediterranean Sea. And this is Eretz Yisrael. So that part of the Mediterranean Sea, of course, you have the Mediterranean Sea over here and you have over here. But if this is the stretch of Eretz Yisrael, so the Mediterranean Sea up to Spain, that is connected, this stretch is Eretz Yisrael, because of that. But the Mediterranean Sea over here, and that is not connected, the western border of Eretz Yisrael, it's not connected to Eretz Yisrael, the territory of Eretz Yisrael, or the Mediterranean Sea over here is not Eretz Yisrael. Teisve says, Onu, connected to Eretz Yisrael. So, alright, let's say that they were in southern France, but when you look at the map, it appears that only Spain is connected to Eretz Yisrael. Not friends, not even the southern friends. I don't know, I mean, how it was, whether the cities at that time, I mean, were like today, I mean, so, but when you look at the map, so no part of France, even southern France, is not connected to Israel, only Spain. But this says, only connected to Israel, so I suppose that the thesis is reference to the cities of Spain, even though the Balatites lived in France, not in Spain. The Chachmei Sfar lived in Spain. That I don't understand. Anyway, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, so all of the Mediterranean Sea that is connected, Eretz Yisrael has a name of Eretz Yisrael. Izeu Eretz Mitzias Sveinis Marovish Eretz Yisrael. Now, if this is the western border, this is western soil, so Mimele it means that Tzof Mizia and Dor Mizia, so the Tureyamne are here, the Tureyamne are here, so Kol Shev, מקצה יצבי נסמרו ושאר את ישראל יערו ובתרגם ירושלים מתרגם ערו תורם וכסיב זה יהיה לכם כבול צופן מן הים הגודל תיסו לכם הירו שמע מנו הירו תקוע בים, בים ואור גבול צפני לארץ ישראל וסתם הורים משפועים ויש שפועים בארץ ישראל, בגיבור הגבול, מתורה מלחוץ, לצעצור מחוץ לארץ. Now let's say, if this is the מקצה הצבאיס, צבאיס מרובס, so let's say the תורי עמי, and the קוראים תורה של תורי עמי, we should be like that. So he says, we draw a line from the top, from the apex of this mountain, from the apex of that mountain, and we say, so, וסתם הורם שפועים, ויש, so ויש ששיפוי רוחב כמלאכים וימיים. So in other words, the שיפוי, it takes a day or two to traverse the שיפוי of the תורם. So he says, וקום אתה למייך אני אורץ ברגלו ומראשי. So כל ששיפוי יהיה תורם לפני מצד אורץ, דהי לצד דורם, הוארץ ישראל, וגיבור הוא הגבור. So this is the goal. So mitoriam le khus le tsatsof mkhus lorets. So on this mountain here le tsatsof mkhus lorets. But on this mountain here le tsadorem is at Israel. So then and then the other corner we have nach mitzrayim whatever it is according to Rashi in the river according to Sadigoyim from the Arish. So then we draw a line from the top of this up to here, and so those portions, those strips of the sea that are the chutz of this imaginary line, so that's chutz l'aretz, but those portions of the sea where this Mediterranean sea recedes and it's the name of this imaginary line, that is Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Yisrael. So yesh shipui rochet ki malachim yomai bikom atan mikhni yoret virag lo omrech kol shishipui avir turam lifnim tzad arat yisroel dan tzad orem av arat yisroel dikei varu agu mituram il chuz lichat sofen is chuz loaz vanasim shebiyam I ayam shebimai rov rei leison vanasim shebiyam rei leison ki lichut matuach aleyem mituram nad nach mitzrayim vanasim lachut lichut chuz loaz nach mit drei mutrumert sich schreib mich sehr mal auf israelis und mir hob ja mal godo dich sieh dich wo nege wie das war wo mir atmen nach lo mit drei wo ihr das sich auf hayom nimmt sie als schreib bin auch nach mit drei sind mal auf israelis sind mir nicht mal auf war hayom mit mal wie ich mock im shayam nicht das sehr als schreib mal hayom im rabbi bin hey ho ho nach mit drei und wie sie kniso jeish יש נסים, איילנד, והספשנו עם איירו בשיח הים, חוץ מבין מקצועי, זאת אומרת ישראל, שבין אור אנחנו מצרים, ואנחנו מצרים, היו ככה עם תלכות מתוח מסעיף האור, מהרוב היד אנחנו מצרים, שהרי כל מה שבשיח מקצועי, זה לא ארץ ישראל, הוא מנחות לו לפנים, so is ארץ ישראל, so if you draw the imaginary line, and if you have, a strip of the Mediterranean Sea here, so that's Eretz Yisrael. But if you have an island here, that's beyond this imaginary line, so that's Chutz La'aretz. Reb Yudei Meir, Kol hayam shechineged avyo shel Eretz Yisrael, va'afilu ad hayam ukyonus l'mayro, shu b'seif ha'elo, harei uke Eretz Yisrael, shem hayam agodu ugvu, و هیو بو کای سیره حوال میمه دفتی خب هیم بیخلاوت رو و نسین شد ازداد این کلی نبی گیش رو نخواه به نسین لوی ویچد مر بیش خیل این لوی ویچد چوب موچد دارد شیش نسین بیام از پشت روی خیم بی چوب موی دارد اچه مگین و میش خیل خود نگه تا تسخویا ویشون رو میتیه of course it can't do that so the whole Mediterranean Sea the whole up to Europe wherever it is so has it in over Israel so now you couldn't grow any plants in the yam itself but in that strip so in that yam from Israel to Europe so you might have islands and there in the aposha of those islands you might plant zroim so anything that is grown that is planted in the island that is in the yam that is keneged Eretz Yisrael is chayv to the maizres. But if you have an island here or an island here that is not connected to Eretz Yisrael, so then that is fine. So אם יש לנו אחד נס, נסבר, יש חילה חוצה תום צדורת, שיש נס עם ים מספש, ואיך היום ניצות ונדורת, עד שמגיעים למי יש לחוץ ונגד עד סחויה, ושום בו הוא יתך החוט ממזרח למיירוב, ולהבדיל מה שכנגד עבר עד סחויה, ומה שכנגד עבר חוץ לו. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we draw an imaginary line, מנגד imaginary line, מקפלויה ועד ים מקיונוס. What is קפלויה? עיר הישבס בחודש האור רואו, בריש גובי, שהוא תחום צבאי. So in other words, there was a village here. Here there was a village. So we draw an imaginary line from Kapiluye up to Europe, up to the Ikyonos. Up to Ikyonos. Then we draw an imaginary line from Nachum Mitzrayim up to Ikyonos. So any island that is enclosed within these two imaginary lines, so is chayim to be maizros. Vad yamikyonus shebesivayim lemayrov. Minach mitzrayim ad yamikyonus. Minachut lifnim mitzad chaver lilayim lifnim klina bin shnei achutim. Here an island is chayim, but here an island is potter. Here an island that is lifnim of that imaginary line that is wrong is chayim, but here an island that is mechutz of that imaginary line that is wrong is potter. מנחות לפנים, לצד חבי רידיים, לפנים כלי רבי שני החוטים, אבל נעשה לארץ ישראל, ועדין למי, ונעשה לנוקת משבחי יושב מזה יונה, וחיובים במי זהו בשביס, והנחתה יתם, הישנאי סדלי ופליגה, שנכתב הגד עם הגודל, להלום מחוט המתוח, מתורי עם לנח מצרים, if let's say a get was executed, and the Svino, and the Svino was beyond this imaginary line that is drawn between Turi Amnein and Nachum Mitzrayim, but within these two lines. So the price that says that is potter of Fonechtam, it's not subject to requirement of Fonechtam, so accords with Rabbi Yehuda. The man don't make me about Israel Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, because he's not Israel, he's not Israel. וידוח כרבון וכרבונו so how does Rabbi Yehuda know that the whole portion of the Mediterranean up to the Ikyonus, up to the Atlantic so has it been about Israel if it's connected to Israel so because there is an apparent superfluity in the Pasuk שלמה הוגבו ים והיו לכם הים הגודל וגבול זהיר לכם גבול ים why again וגבול זהיר לכם גבול ים so from that he deduces that the whole portion of the Mediterranean Sea can get out to soil as it is about to soil so the Rabbanon היו גבול מה יתראה מבוי לא לנס ורבי יהודה נס אם הוא יצריך לקרוא מבוי לא לנס למחות הוא יחיל צד לצד לצד מזרוח הארץ ישראל תלוי תנה סבס היום הוא אגבול ואפילו במוקים שהוא מספשי ונכנס לסייך בין שני מקצועי סתחום. So Rabbi Yehuda says, לא יצריך לקרוא, כאילו שבסייך התחומים. So there is a מחלוקת between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Rabbanon say, we need an extra פסוק. to tell us, in other words, because the show it does not follow a straight line. The show does not follow a straight line. Let's say, if it is if this is the show now, but it doesn't follow a straight line, so that means water. If it followed a straight line, so that it would be the show over here. There would be the demarcation line between territory and water. But since it doesn't follow a straight line, so it goes like this, zigzag. So the Rabbanon say we need the posik, because without the extra posik, I would say that if you have an island in this water, even though it's minachut, v'lifnim, so it's still chutz la'aretz. Because without the posik, I would say, that the border is the shore. If the shore is straight, then the border. If the shore is crooked, zigzag, that's again the border. Who says that the border has to be straight? There is no such halacha that the border has to be a straight line, in the form of a straight line. So without the extra posik, I would say, since the Torah said that the Yamagodu is the glue, so straight or not straight, the Yamagodu is the glue. The Yamagodu is the glue. So Memele, if, let's say, at certain points, the water goes in here, so that means, and suppose there is an island in this water, and you plant something, so it's part of Tumsa Maestres, because it's Lachutz of the shore. So it's Lifnim of the shore relative to the position of the shore here. But relative to itself, it's Lachutz of the shore. But there is Exer Zakos. So the Exer Zakos tells us, the Rabbanan say, no, that even if water goes in here, and there is an island here, so you draw a straight line from here to here. And any island that is here is Eretz Yisrael. This is what I want to say. Now the question is this. What does it mean? Without, there was once given out a psak by Chaim Zonneton, that was based upon a determination made by archaeologists. Let's assume that they are right. They make many mistakes too. But let's assume that they are right. So they said that there has been the course of the centuries, there has been a change in the shore of the Mediterranean Sea in Eretz Yisrael. And that certain parts of Tel Aviv that are now Yaboshe, but let's say 2,000 years ago, it was part of the Yam in Tel Aviv. So mainly because of that, Reb Chaim Zonneveld passed that you're not allowed, one who lives in the interior of Tel Aviv is not allowed to go to the beach of Tel Aviv. Because according to the determination made by the archaeologists, so the beach of Tel Aviv 2,000 years ago was part of the Yam. Now it's Yavosh. Because the water receded in the course of the centuries. I mean, that's possible. But I don't think that this is so. Assuming that the determination made by the archaeologists is true, so it's still mutar. Because we see from this Gemara that if there hadn't been a posse, if there hadn't been an extra posse, then I would say that the shore is the border. That the shore is the border. Recedes or it doesn't recede, doesn't make any difference. So the shore is the border. So the melee, suppose there hadn't been an extra posik. There hadn't been an extra posik, and then the shore would be the border. Then the Chaim Zonneveld couldn't pass that you're not allowed to go to the beach of Tel Aviv. You certainly could go to the beach of Tel Aviv. 2,000 years ago, it was water, but now that water receded, and Mimele, this, the shore is over here, so it's Eretz Yisrael. The question is, now that we have an extra posik, so it can be explained two ways. We can be explained that even though, without the extra posik, I would say that the show itself is the goal, not an imaginary life. Now that there is an extra posik, so the extra posik tells us the show is not the goal. Only the imaginary line is the good. Or we can say no. Without the extra posik, without the extra posik of Yelochem, then I would say that the show by itself is the good. But now that we have an extra posik, so you have two good. And both, in other words, both lechumre of Eretz Yisrael, both to the advantage of Klal Yisrael, not to the advantage of the animals. You see, both are sukkim. In other words, so the show is the gvul, because the show would be a gvul even without the extra posik, the show would be a gvul. Now that we have an extra posik, so the extra posik tells us that this imaginary line that is drawn between Nachum Mitzrayim and Turi Amni is also a gvul. So Mimele, vis-a-vis the beach of Tel Aviv, assuming that years ago, at the time of Matan Torah, it was already in the interior of the Mediterranean Sea at the time of Matan Torah, assuming that this is all. So, but since now it changed, and the beach of Tel Aviv is beyond the shore, so Mimele is in a shore with me, so Mimele is out of Israel. Maybe it's Eretz Yisrael, because the extra posik, Ugvul Zeyilochem Gvul Yam, only implies that any piece of territory that is with name of the imaginary line, is also Eretz Yisrael. Even though it's already in the water, is also Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, you are allowed to go to the beach. All right. I think we'll leave it here. Now, I can leave this here and you can make Xerox copies. But someday I'll bring the pamphlet. All right, you should prepare yourself up to the Gemore of Tom Rabon. Ebet Shehivi Kitein Chosim Yafon HaMasakot.
I forgot to give you this.
He would pass him, but he would pass him because he's subject to the Pashas of Zohar. He would pass him, but he wouldn't pass him because that would change my head.
So they say the memory of
if you want a copy of the article, they will give him the name.
Oh, so some say he just means it's in his seat. It's not easy. Because by Toko itself, they say, if the Daskin Balabis says, as we show them, they intended, you know, to have her executed. But you look at, you know, her now in a mild shape and a face, because she is, in his mind, in his view, I mean, his erroneous view, so Tomo was imar, I mean, she wasn't imar. So we said he saw it doesn't mean that's given by the says. And I think he mentioned the name of Abu Yehuda Chosid, that he doesn't really saw it, that she should be burned. Burn out the mark of shame as a punishment. So Mele, when he says he practices a different age, he talks in such situations, subject himself to all kinds of humiliation rather than to the Maul Mechadev Rabbi, but not to have himself killed.
I looked through the chart there of any young Mishnah Yeshua, I saw him talk about it, but he didn't have to say the Jewish that
he said that's a sheep.
He said it's comparative, but he didn't quite say that.
No, that's a sheep.
Guys and Gittin, Yud Zayin Kislev Hei Tov Shalom, Test, December 17, 1978, on Sunday.
He doesn't say anything. I mean, how he explains it, he just mentions that again, that the Ramban also mentions in the name of Rav Mishpah, Rav Mishpah's boy accepted Yosef. And the man himself says that that Yosef is Yosef Mishpah's, that girl saying accepting Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says that the Yosef here in our Gemara is Yosef Mishpah's. And the right Yosef is that we mean the Mizr Hadarach Teiro, we mayor Hadarach Mei. We need to be tzad king of Yosef's deception, Yerushalayim. Val kol chokhto Yosefer. Bigmor, ki akur gzuyu hi bi marobe. Marobe. So why does he reject the Gilse we have now text? Because akur gzuyu is marobe. In other words, according to Rashi said, hat she mashmon da akur kanyu bi yuzroch shel Yisrael. So when he explains Rashi, we reduce the difficulty in Rashi to a minimum. In other words, that according to Rashi, only the Havamin of the Gemara, the only Havamin of the Gemara assumes that Akko is in Israel. But the Maskon of the Gemara, is that Akko is Maya. So we explain it. But as a matter of fact, the Rav Batinore says explicitly in Perikvov of Shviz that Akko the Taco, the Kvod of Shviz, Mishnah Aleph, Shol Sharotis in Shviz, so Rashi, the Ram of Nori says, so he says, Uritzu Yitzo Meako, She Yishevez Biribu Shal Eretz Yisrael, B'mikzei Atzveinis Mizrochis. So, Ako is Mikzei Atzveinis Mizrochis. Kaftar Verach was, he was a Boki in the geography of Eretz Yisrael, he explored all Eretz Yisrael, the altar, the Rambo. So he says, this is contrary to Mitzias. This kind of Mitzias. As a matter of fact, from the Lashon HaRambam in Chazaka, it's mashma, that Akko Ziv is in Mizrach Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rambam says in Perek Aleph in Chesrumes, Halachachez, Meichon Erziko Ligovel, Mikzivu Lifnim Kineget HaMizrach, Umikzivu Lchutz HaRamon. So he says, Mikzivu Lifnim Kineget HaMizrach. It's called the Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kafta Beferach says, according to Rabbi Batinore, and it seems that the Kafta Beferach assumed that Rashi Shita also is that Akko is Mizrach Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Rashi says Hashem Hashmolon. But we said that here Rashi emphasizes Hashem Hashmolon only the Havam of Gemara, but the Maskon of Gemara not. Anyway, so there are some Rishonim who say, even a little bit maskon of the Gemara, that Akko and Ziv is on the Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael, not Maya Eretz Yisrael. True, but we know that Akko is a port, Akko is on the Mediterranean Sea. So the Kafta Beferach says, they all say that there are two Akkos. The Akko that is mentioned in Yerushua, so that is Nechalki Shavosheya, that Akko is mentioned Nechalki Shavosheya, that's in Maya Eretz Yisrael, that's on the Mediterranean Sea. But there is another Akko. There is another Akko. So the Akko, and when the Mishnah says here, Akko b'tzokim, the Mishnah is not referring to the Akko, that is on the Mediterranean, but it's referring to another Akko, and that is Litzad Mizrach. Anyway, that's why the Kafta Beferach says. But in Rashi, the Pashtus Haloshon of Rashi is that only the Havamin of the Gemara assumed that Akko was Mizrach. As a matter of fact, the Miri too, in explaining, you see, the diagrams that you find in the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tesis, are not accurate. But the diagrams, the Rachlam, all the diagrams in the Miri are very accurate. Why? Because the Miri was it remained in the form of a manuscript for centuries, and then it was recently publicized. So the Meire, it didn't go through any, it wasn't subjected to any copying. So that's why it's accurate. But the diagrams of the Rishonim that have been published time and time again, so the publishers made a number of inaccuracies in copying the diagram. Those who copied it until it was published, you see. So the first Chas was published, I think, in the 16th century. So until it was published, so it kept on, people kept on copying, you know. So the words of the text of Rashi, so that they didn't make any mistakes. But in the diagrams, apparently, some of those who copied it with certain inaccuracies. But the Miri, all the diagrams in the Miri is very accurate. So when the Miri puts a diagram in explaining the Halamin, and it seems that this diagram is descriptive of the Halamin of the Gemara. Umikomo kemamadmo, sha'akol mizrach kenzu. So you see where he has Akko, Mizrach, and Zi, Myron is here. But that's probably, the Miri has apparently the same pshat as Rashi. So according to Halamin of the Gemara, Akko was Litzad Mizrach. But according to Maskon of the Gemara, Akko is Litzad Myron. But the Rambam the Gemara says that even Maskon of the Akko is Litzad Mizrach. So we have to say what the Kaftor Ferach says. What the Kaftor Ferach says. In other words, there are two Akkos. And then, even in Rashi, in the Tekoret Maskone, Akko is Litzad Mayre, Tekoret Maskone, so we have to say the same thing. How is it that Halamin assumed that Akko is Litzad Mizrach? Before the Gemara mentioned the parents of Yitzur Yitzis, Me'akko Vizim. So the Gemara assumed that it's Litzad Mizrach, and then, once the Gemara gives the parents that there is a Yitzur Yitzis, Me'akko Vizim, then it's Litzad Mayre. What is it? The Gemara didn't, of course the Gemara knew where Akko was. The answer is, so we have to say, even according to what we said, Rashi, that only in the Halamin, so it was assumed that Akko is Litzad Mizrach. But in Maskone Akko is Litzad Mayre, then we see as there are two Akkos. As a matter of fact, Chazal speak of Akko and they speak of Kfar Akko. Rabbi Shmuel Mikvar Akko. Why is one called Akko and one is called Kfar Akko? Apparently one was bigger, was much more of a town, and the other one was partook more of a village. So it could be that one is Mayrev and one is Mizrach. So that before the Gemara did mention the Teretz of Mitzuei Yitzis Makot Ekziv, so then the Gemara was forced to assume that when the Mishnah talks of Makot Ekziv, Makot Ekziv, so the Mishnah is reference to that Akkor, that is Litzad Mizrach. And Bimtzias, there were two Akkos. One was near the Mizra border of Eretz Israel, and one Akko was in the Mayra border. Maybe one was called Akko, the other one was called Kvar Akko. Whatever. So, but then when the Gemara gives the Teretz that there is a Vitzua Yitzis, Makot Ekziv, so then the Gemara says, according to Rashi and according to Miri, that the Mishnah does not have reference to the Kvar Akko that is in Tzad Mizrach, but it has reference to the Akko that is mentioned in Yeshua, that was the Chalki Shaloshia, that was an Amatrainzi. But, according to the Rambam Tenore, so even according to Maskon of Gemara, when the Mishnah says, Me'akko Litzofen, Me'akko Litzofen, the Mishnah is not referring to the Akko that is known today as Akko, which is an Amatrainian Sea, but that the Mishnah is referring to the Akko that is in Tzad Mizrach. Alright, now. So, why is the Gro chilek? And he says that the white girsi is the girsi that appears in the Septuor Shalme, and that this girsi here is a girsi of Mishibeshes. Because, according to this Gemara, it seems we have to say, l'chol apoches, that according to the Havamin of the Gemara, when the Mishnah talks of Akko, Me'akko Litzofen, Me'akko Litzofen, so it has to be, it's referring to the Akko that is Litzad Mizrach. And that, the Goyim doesn't like, so the Mele, he says, this girs is a girs of Mishibeshes, and the right girs here is, Hoyo Mahalech Makom Ekziv, Mimine, Mimizrach Aderach Teiro, Mishum Eretz Amen, Drom Namais Vashviz, Ashwad Nosh Chayeves, Mismil Maral Aderach Lei. So, that eliminates the difficulty of the Gemara being inconsistent with the geography of Eretz Yisrael. So we have to understand, how did the Gro explain this Gemara? So it seems to me that according to the Gro's Girsa, so it can be, the Gemara can be explained in one of two ways. One way is just the same way as we explained according to Rashi and Ramban. So in the Maskon of the Gemara, the Rashi and the Ramban is the same, we say. Nachtimine is only in the Havamin of the Gemara. So then, according to the Ramban, so let's say, If this is, let's say, Zeret Yisrael, people are Zeret Yisrael. So this is Mizrech, this is Ma'ariv, this is Dorem, this is Son. So the Maskon of the Gemara is, now, according to the Ramban, so in the Hava Mine, the Gemara is the Kash. The Gemara is the Kash. Hoyo Ma'alev, the main Redak, the Tzvim of Zeret Yisrael, that means that this is the Rebuah of Eretz Yisrael, and since the Mishnah says, Me'akov Tzofim, so Akko is over here, outside this paper. Right, let's see. It's outside this. So here would be Akko. So let's say this is the Rebuah of Eretz Yisrael. This is the Rebuah of Eretz Yisrael. Now, so Gemara said, remain all the Akko between the Eretz Yisrael time, so that means that Akko is here, because this is Mizra, and this is Mayo, and this is Dor, and this is Sofen. So Mele, since the Mishnah says Miakov is Sofen, Miakov is Sofen, so that means that Akko is not about Israel. So Akko is here. So how could it be? If this is the Rebuah of Eretz Yisrael, and Akko is already north of Tzofen, so Mimele, so how does the Christ say, Hoyoeich me'Akko yigziv? Hoyoeich me'Akko yigziv? So in other words, now, this is Tzofen, so, and Tziv is more Tzofen than Akko. So, Hoyoeich me'Akko yigziv? So then, the question is, so it says, Mimino Mizrach HaBerech, the Ramban explains it, is the Eiro. Why is it the Eiro? This is, Akko is already north of Eretz Yisrael. So all that, so he says, Mimino Mizrach HaBerech. Why does he say, Mimino Mizrach HaBerech is Meiro? And Mismeile Limeile HaBerech is the Eiro. Why is the Eiro? Because everything is Chutz Loretz. So the Gemara says that Ritzur Yitzis. In other words, that there is a Ritzur that goes out from Akko to Gziv. Akko is here, and so there is a Ritzur, and then according to Ramban, and then according to Rashi, so we said that the one who walks in the middle of the Ritzur. So the middle of the Mizrach HaDerech is Tmeyo, Mishimere Tzami, and Mismail in Meret HaDerech is Tehu. This is according to Ramban and Rashi. Now, according to the Gro, so the Girsi is, Mimine Mizrach HaDerech is Tehu, Mishimere Tzami. Tom Lamaisya, and Mismail in Meret HaDerech is Tmeyo, Mishimere Tzami. So apparently it's like this. If we say, the Gemara is the Kashi, if the Mishnah didn't say Ma'akov Tzofen, Ma'akov Tzofen, so then I would say on the basis of the price and the precept of for your heart of Ma'akov Tzofen, Mimine Yilin Mizrach HaDerech Teiro, Mimine Yilin Mizrach HaDerech Teiro, that Akko is here. Akko is not. If not for the Mishnah, I would say Akko is south of the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. The northern border of Eretz Yisrael is here, and Akko is here. And Tzif is already north of Eretz Yisrael, but Akko is south of Eretz Yisrael, I would say, if not for our mission. So the Mele and Akko being on the shore, so I would say, Koyo Hirech Akko Tzif, he walks on the beach. Akko Tzif. So Mimini Mizrach HaDerech is Tehu, because it's all of Eretz Yisrael, but Mimini Limayra Vaderech is Tmeyo. Why? Because the Yam HaKotel, that's the western border. So that's already a Chutz Loretz. Even though the Gemara says, we draw an imaginary line. So the Gemara assumed in Hava Mine that the beach, that Mismele, so it's already west of the imaginary line also. So Mimele, but Mimele Mizrach HaDerech is Toya, because Akko is in Israel, it's south of the northern border of Israel. But now that the Mishnah says Miyakal itzof and bakal kitzof. So you cannot say that Akko is here. So Akko must be here. So then Akko itself is already north of Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, this is the northern border. So how can we say Mimini Lemizel Haderach Teilo? That's already north of Eretz Yisrael. This is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara's kasha. So then, the Gemara gives the Teretz, Ritzua Yitzis. So, the Pshat and the Ritzua Yitzis, one way of explaining the Gemara, he doesn't say how he explains the Gemara. The same way as in the Esekodic, the Ramban. This, how does Ramban say that the Dera, the path that he's walking, is in the middle of that Ritzua. So here, but according to the Ramban, so this part of the Ritzua is Chutzlaret, and this part of the Ritzuye is Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, according to the Ramban, we have to say that when we say that Akko has two zones, one zone of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalayim, and one Akko is Chutzlaret, so which zone is it that is Eretz Yisrael according to the Ramban? So it's the western zone that is Eretz Yisrael. And the eastern zone of Akko is Chutz Laaretz. When one walks in the middle of Akko, now, this is the eastern zone of Akko. Here is the western zone of Akko. So according to Ramban and Rashi, he walks this way. So the minimum is Haterach is Neo. That means, we're not talking about this. This is certainly Chutz Laaretz. But we say that this eastern zone, eastern zone of Akko and the Derech that extends from Akko, so is also Chutz Laaretz, but this Mismele is Toya, because that's the western zone of Akko, and the whole path that extends from the western zone of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. According to the Gro, we have to say just the other way around. It doesn't matter. Also, that the price of deception that says, Ho Yohele, Yaakov Z, has reference to one who walks in the middle, but the Gersa of the glory is, Mimil Mizrach HaDerech Hesteiro, that means that the eastern zone of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, and the western zone is Chutz Laaretz. That's one way. But there is another way of explaining the Torah. Now, the Kaftan Ferach mentions a ksaviyat of the Perusha Mishnah of the Rambam. It's not in our Perusha Mishnah, but the Kaftel Ferach mentions a ksaviyat of the Perusha Mishnah and Shviz and Perikvov and Shviz. So the Rambam there in the ksaviyat has another pshat Ritzur Yitzis Makor Yitzim. How do all the Rishim explain the Gemara of Ritzur Yitzis Makor Yitzim? That the Ritzur itself, that in other words, that Hoyo Helich. So he says, Hoyo Helich, Mi Akol Gzir, that means, Mi Mini Lemizel Haderech. Now the Rambam is given us the way it appears nowadays. Mi Mini Lemizel Haderech is Neil. Mi Mini Lemizel Haderech is Neil. So that means that Lemizel Haderech is Neil. So it means that the whole thing is Chutz Laaretz. And in the Ritzuye itself, when one walks in the middle of the Ritzuye, so the Mizrach HaDerech is Meyo, and the Mismeil HaDerech is Teyo. Or the other way around, if we are giving the Girse of the Tisept and the Yerushalm. But the Rambam says just the reverse in the Ksaviyah, in the Perusha Mishnah. That up to Gziv, now, this is Akko, and here is Gziv. So it means that up to Ziv, so it's an extension of the Ribua of Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, what is the northern border of the whole Ribua of Eretz Yisrael? Ziv, not Akko. Ziv is the northern border. So that means this is Eretz Yisrael. This is Eretz Yisrael completely. This is Eretz Yisrael completely. But Hoyo Helich Miyakel Ziv, and we have to say that according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, so the one who is walking on the beach near the Yam, Mamish al Svaz HaYam, on the Mediterranean, on the shore of the Mediterranean, and he walks. So according to the Rambam, so the whole thing is everything is out Israel. But this just this mitzvah is Israel. So in other words, actually the ribua of Eretz Yisrael ends here. What is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael? North of Zin. So in other words, all this is Eretz Yisrael. This is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what the Mishnah says, Me'akam Mitzotim V'akam Mitzotim. So there is one strip, a ritzui, from Akko to Zi, that the Ribovel will not finish. That the Ribovel, so will not finish. So Memele, this ritzui is Chutzlaretz. This ritzui is Chutzlaretz. So when he walks, according to the Rambam, the Ksaviyad, the Kirusha Mishneh, he walks along the beach from Akko to Zi, and this ritzui is Chutzlaretz. So this ritzui is Chutzlaretz, but everything else is Eretz Yisrael. Just the ritzui is Chutzlaretz. All right, this is the Rambam. So maybe it's possible that the Gros also has that pshat. Now the Gros has the Girsa. Mimini mizrach haderach is the hero. So, in other words, the Gemara is giving the Teretz that the mission, the price in all is, has reference to someone who walks at the eastern border of the Mitzuye. He walks here. So meaning Israel had the Rech is table. It's all about Israel. But Ismaili reminded about the Rech. So Ismaili, because just this Mitzuye was taken out from Eretz Israel, was not kosher before. So that's the other shot that we can say according to. Alright. Yes?
According to that shot, why should it?
Yeah.
Also, that's
another reason.
The
spasayon
outside that is also
for sure. What is it? Yeah, that's right. So according to that pshat, the pricing, the deceptive, in all this, has reference to one who walks, there is a special ritzui, and the one who walks on the eastern border of that ritzui. So, minimum is a stable, because the whole ribua of Eretz Yisrael up to Zim is Eretz Yisrael. And it's Kopshu El Gov. And Gziv marks the northern border of Eretz Israel. But there is one strip that will Kopshu El Gov. And Akko is included in that strip. So that's why the Mishnah says, the Akko is off and Akko is off. But Mimil is Radarech, and the one who walks on the eastern border of that strip, of that ritual. Alright.
Lavush mentions in Perush Rashi and Chumash that Rashi uses the term like Mizrach, not referring to the Mizrach of Israel, but like to.
Who says Mizrach?
The Lavush. He mentions
Who says that?
He mentions.
What does Mizrach mean? Not Mizrach.
Well, Mizrach, see, could be you're looking from Israel. Mizrach would be the east of Israel, but you could be looking from Mizrach Shel Olam, which would make it the west.
I don't know. I have to look into it. I don't understand. Mizrach means.
No, side Mizrach, if you're looking from Israel, means the east side of Israel, but side. Mizrach of Shel Olam would be if you're in the world, the east of it would be the west of it. It depends where you're.
I have to look into it. I don't know what it's. I have to look. Now look into it. All right. Now. So these are the shot. Now the cases. Omer Rabbi Yude, Imesa. Mashma de Imesa de Rabbi Yude. Mashma de Imesa de Rabbi Yude. Golach. Because Gemara says, Loikashi Hoga, Abba Rabbi Yomi says, Loikashi Hoga, Rabbi Yomi Hoga Bolo. So we see that Rabbi Yomi assumes that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yomi, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yomi Yisrael, there's a machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yud. That according to Rabbi Yud, if the Sfino is not the Sheshe, so it's Potter. But according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yud, so even if it's not the Sheshe, it's Chai. But in the Kashe, Masha, the Mr. Rabbi Yud, Bolachon, he came up, we feel like Chalim, he's a Beirei, Omer, Rabbi Sheba Levi, Kombo, Kishom, Rabbi Yud, he's a Mamei, he's a Farish, the Rabbi Yichon, Omer, he's a Farish, ובמה לך לי, על נקום על מהים יש עלי פרש. So there is a מחלקס between רבי שיר דלוי and רבי יחנן in regard to במה. But him is I, both רבי יחנן and רבי שיר דלוי ויאמנדה, that him is I is only explanatory of the Tavikam. So why does the Gemara say there is a מחלקס between רבי יהודה and Tavikam, and רבי יהודה uses the Roshan. Him is I, so he only explains the Tavikam. יש לי מה, רבי יום ידוח, סובה, כרום ובחום, יש לי בפרק זה בירי, דעת אולי מסי לך, תצא מגעת ומסך ביקורים. So the Mishnah mentions מסך ביקורים is postulates. So then there is a מחלקס between רום ובחום and רב שישס, why מסך ביקורים is postulates. So רום ובחום says that the reason is why Misachi Bikuvi is postulates is because Asmachta Mikanyu. So Mimelu is a Gazla. Then what does it mean Misachi Bikuvi? They make bets on horses or on birds, whatever. So in other words, so Reuven says to Shimon, if your horse arrives first, so then I'll give you $1,000. So, and then Shimon's horse came first. So if we say Asmachta